The 17-ton girder holding the folded solar arrays arrived on the U.S. shuttle Atlantis Monday. On Tuesday, Canadian astronaut Steve McLean used the station's robot arm to lower it into position so automated bolts could lock it into place. Soon after, astronauts Joe Tanner and Heidi Marie Stefanishin Piper left Atlantis's hatch on a spacewalk to hook up cables and lines to supply power, cooling, and data to the unit. They also removed bolts, thermal covers, and other items installed to protect them during the rigors of launch and travel to the station. Their work produced yet another piece of space trash when a bolt Tanner was working on sprang loose and flew away before he could grab it. He expressed concern that it might get into the mechanism, but Space Station Flight Director John McCullough says it apparently floated into space safely away from the complex.
We're very confident that it's not in the structure and it did go out. It doesn't have a large separation rate, it's not a big threat to anybody, and it's going in a direction that we don't have to worry about right now.
The work to make the solar wings operational continues with a second spacewalk on Wednesday. In an interview before Atlantis's launch on Saturday, astronaut McLean said that he and Dan Burbank will leave the orbiter to finish removing launch braces from a rotating joint that will automatically turn the solar panels toward the sun as the station orbits.
What Dan and I do, we'll basically spend a lot of time around that solar array rotary joint, making sure that it's ready so that that joint can move later on during the mission.
The giant solar energy arrays are the first new equipment on the half-built space station since before the Shuttle Columbia accident in 2003 halted construction missions. The arrays will power additional research laboratories and living quarters still to come. When they are unfolded from their packing crates and fully unfurled Thursday, they will stretch nearly 80 meters. Mission officials have taken steps to help prevent the solar blankets, which are made of thin mylar plastic, from sticking together during deployment the way another set did during installation 6 years ago. This is a particular worry since they have been stuffed in their boxes since before the Shuttle Columbia accident. To overcome sticking, station flight controllers will aim the blankets at the sun to warm and relax them, then unfurl them halfway and warm them for 30 minutes more before the final extension. The unfolding mechanism will also use more force to separate the folds. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.